Human Rights Watch is investigating hundreds of cases of rights abuses against the Pakistan Army, including retaliatory killings during its sweep against the Taliban in the Swat Valley last September. According to the Washington Post, the investigation centres on 300 extrajudicial killings in Mingora, the Swat Valley's district capital. Ali Diane Hassan, South Asia analyst for Human Rights Watch, stated, "We can only assume it is part of the counter-terrorism effort by the security forces to shoot people in the back of the head." The Obama administration has been aware of these human rights allegations for months. Top US officials such as Secretary of Defense Robert Gates have discussed the issue with Pakistan's military leaders. Most US aid to Pakistan is reliant on a satisfactory human rights certification. The US government has provided Pakistan with $18 billion in combined military and development aid since 2002. President Obama has recently requested another $3 billion in aid for Pakistan. The Pakistani army has denied these allegations of extrajudicial killings. Facing an uprising over corruption charges and spiking utility rates, Kyrgyzstan's president, Kermanbek Bakiyev, fled the capital city of Bishkek and lost control over his government. These events in early April reversed the legacy of the Tulip Revolution in 2005, when Bakiyev rode anger over a fraudulent election to take over the poor landlocked Central Asian nation. More than 80 people were killed and over 1,000 injured as opposition activists faced police who fired on the protesters. President Bakiyev lost support steadily since the 2005 revolution and had recently clamped down on activists and independent journalists. Only weeks before the unrest, the US-based Jamestown Foundation warned of an impending coup in Kyrgyzstan, noting the military had been given new powers to repress the opposition. The foundation also warned that President Bakiyev had lost a power struggle with his brother, who controls most of the country's military and intelligence services. The brother, Zanish Bakiyev, had been implicated in a series of contract killings and beatings of opposition activists and journalists. US officials had sought close ties with Bakiyev to protect its lease for a US airbase in the country, used to supply troops in Afghanistan while overlooking the regime's human rights abuses. Bert Stupak is an 18-year member of Congress from the conservative Upper Peninsula of Michigan. In a last-minute effort to pass the health reform bill, he negotiated with President Obama to sign an executive order reaffirming the Hyde Amendment. The amendment bans the use of federal funds to pay for abortion services. After the passage of the health care reform bill, Stupak faced intense opposition from Tea Party activists and anti-choice groups who were running TV and radio ads in Stupak's Michigan district. Now the Democratic congressman has announced his retirement from Congress. According to the New York Times, Stupak was apparently not prepared for a difficult re-election battle since he had not raised a large amount of campaign contributions for the upcoming midterm election. Among pro-choice activists, there is still a high level of frustration about how the health care debate turned out. In the end, the Hyde Amendment became more entrenched in federal law and may impact more working-class women as the deep recession has forced more women to rely on Medicaid for basic health services. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards told The Nation magazine, "The health care law goes far beyond current regulations in placing unreasonable burdens on those who either want to offer or purchase private health care coverage for abortion." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Prue Cullen.